Hi everybody, this is Ken. We're here at the Basil booth and I'm talking to...
Hi, my name is David Stanky, product manager for Basil.
And what is Basil?
Basil is a build and test system. It's based on the system built at Google over the past 10 years called Blaze, designed for massive builds with incredibly fast reproducibility. And Basil is our open source version of it. We open sourced it in 2015 and are looking to build a community.
So would it be similar to Jenkins or something like that? Or
so Basil works at a lower level. Basil is similar to a Maven or a Make. It's the thing that does your compilation and your test of your code base. You can plug it into a Jenkins or other CI systems.
And what is it written in? What language?
It's written in Java.
I was expecting Go there, to be honest.
Not yet. Certainly, we love Go at Google. And Basil can be used as a build and test tool for Go. But Basil, part of it, the story of Basil is that it's multi-platform out of the multi-language and multi-platform out of the box. So it has first-class support for C++, Java, Python, Go, and it's extensible to support any other language that you can think of.
Okay, so what are your plans with it? How old, Google released it, and what now?
Well, Basil is fully open sourced at this point. We have a great community of contributors, both to the core platform and to the extensibility side, where there are people writing rules for Scala, for Rust, for Clojure, and we welcome anyone who's a language expert to please help us build that community. Beyond that, it's a matter of continuing to grow. We recently released Windows support and are hardening the core, looking to build towards a big open source release of a 1.0. with a governance board and all of the great stuff that comes with having an open source community.
And so, exactly, say I've got a little app. Where does that fit? Where does Basil fit into my app? At what point?
I've
got an application written and a low world application in. I don't know. See, where does this fit in?
So you're going to use Basil as part of your build and test cycle. So as an engineer, you write some code. You hit compile, it runs, right? The beauty of
Basil. Ship it to the
not, well, no, because you've got to make a change. So the beauty of Basil is we maintain what we call a dependency graph, meaning that we analyze your code and know what every piece depends on every other piece. If you make a change to one file, we're only going to rebuild and retest the pieces that depend on that one file. Everything else retains its build and test status from before. So that makes incremental tests lightning fast. So as an engineer, you can build and test at every file change. And in fact, we have there's a way you can use Basil where it monitors your file system and automatically rebuilds and retests every time you change a file.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Good. And how difficult is it to install? Is it available on most distros, or do I go to the website and pull it down?
Go to the website and pull it down. You can compile from source or pull the binaries. We have, of course, an active project to get it into the distros, but we're not there yet.
Okay. Any weird dependencies or anything like that?
Just a Java runtime is all.
Okay, cool. So what's coming up this year that you want to make us aware of?
So I think this year is a lot about productionizing for Basil. And it comes from the Blaze, which is the tool built at Google. It's been around for 10 plus years, meaning we have a very strong core. It's a much more mature product than you would think based on how long it's been in the wild. We are working with the communities to really make language support for all the different languages work really well, increasing our strength in sandboxing so that your builds are really reproducible. They're not dependent on anything that's on the local file system. And hardening Windows support is a big part of what we're doing right now.
And what was the motivation if after 10 years that you were using this as a tool, why even bother open sourcing it?
Well, one thing that happened is that a lot of Google open source projects, so say something like TensorFlow, they have Googlers and then they have external contributors. And the Googlers are really used to using this tool and love it. It's harder for them to make contributions in an environment that they're not familiar with. So by opening that up, we make it lives easier for Googlers. As the external community starts to experience it, they get excited about it, and then that continues to pull it out. It also helps with, you know, spread the word about how great Google engineering is, helps with recruiting efforts, and helps for new Googlers coming in if they understand the tools that we're already using inside.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck with the project.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.